You're listening to the Comic Crusaders Podcast. I am your host, Al Mega, CEO of Comic Crusaders and Undercover Capes. In this show, I'm sitting down with creators from all walks of life to talk about inspiration, process, the lessons they've learned, and a whole lot more.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Al Mega. Happy New Year. Welcome to a brand new Comic Crusaders podcast. And what we starting off the year that we ended, man. We ended talking about Spawn. We're going to start the year talking about Spawn, too. We have an amazing artist here that everybody knows. He's extraordinary. He's worked on amazing titles like Red Hood and the Outlaws, you know, Batman, Cap Marvel. You've seen his work. And especially now, you will be seeing all over the place on Gun Slinger Spawn. Let me introduce this humongous talent, the one, the only Mr. Dexter Soy. How you doing, homie?
Doing well. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing well. I am pumped on my brother. A fan of your work, man. Definitely eye-catching work. So I'm excited to talk to you about what you're going to have in store for us for Spawn and more in your personal career. So before we get all started, share a little bit about your journey, Dexter. Where are you originally from, and what's the first thing you fell in love with in fandom?
Well, actually, I'm from the Philippines, and I started working when I got my first gig at Marvel. My first gig was Captain Marvel. That was like 11 years ago, and after that...
Your first overall job ever stepping in was Marvel. You worked there, say, I need work, and Marvel scooped you.
No, actually, it's like a different story. Like, I was just posting my work online, and then I think C.B. Cebulski, the editor-in-chief of Marvel, noticed my work. And then he actually emailed me asking if I was willing to work on something. So, of course, I said yes.
How did you think it was real or fake? What up, Daniel? How did you feel about it when you got that initial message? Did you think it was real? I mean, because, you know, Marvel... I mean, up at you out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, I was actually surprised, I don't know how to react out of it, but it's really surprising knowing that I haven't published much work, and I only have a few works from independent companies before, like around 2009, and then after that, that gig actually gave me a jumping point from more big publishers.
Awesome, awesome. So what inspired the artistry? What's the story behind your art?
My art, when I was a kid, I really loved drawing, and comics came to my life like early. I like to read comics from our local comics from here in our place. And after that, I saw comics from, I bought comics from X-Men comics, Uncanny X-Men. I think Joe Madureira, the artist.
Okay.
I think, yeah. That's the one that inspired me to draw more and to do illustrations for comics. Not actually, just, I mean, storytelling-wise, you know.
Yeah.
That gave me inspiration, yeah.
How easily available are comic books out there in the Philippines? Is it like available all over the place? Is it a big nerd community while you were growing up, or was it hard to find stuff?
During the time, it was actually rare to find some comics over here because I actually live in a province, not in the big city. So we have some bookstores that actually have a few comics there. And I just stumbled upon some comic books that are from the US. So I just bought it and found out about it. Luckily, there's internet already at that time. So I just searched about it. And then everything else is history. I learned about it.
Excellent, excellent. I dig it. Were you by yourself in your nerddom? Did you have, or did you have a group of friends?
I was actually an architecture graduate here in the Philippines. So some of my friends, they're also into it. So just a few homies that I have that actually dig comics. So the small group of friends, you know.
Okay. Bad. All right. So, you know, your first gig, you get contacted, man. How is that first journey of yours then working in Marvel on a big boy? How did that feel? What did you learn from that experience that you carried?
That that's a big learning point for me, since at that time I wasn't actually that good at storytelling and framing my panels. So I get to learn from my editors and my writer as well. They give me tips. And actually, I also research myself and look for anything that I can learn so I can be better at it.
Okay, back. All right, so let's get into this opportunity. Because, you know, in last year's New York Comic Con, you know, if people that were lucky enough to attend the Tom McFarlane panel, at the end of that panel, received a dope book, you know, Spawn Universe kind of. And on that cover, no less, is artwork by you. I mean, right, I believe that is your first op, you know, within the Spawn Universe, right, on that cover.
Yeah, that's mine. Actually, that was the first one. It's my first job, actually, when editor Thomas actually asked me to do a cover. It's my first one. When they actually hired me, I think it just turned out to be like a tryout. So I did cover for them. I think I did two layouts out of it, and that's the second one. Actually, Thomas liked that one. So I finished it, and then I think they dig it. So they used it as a cover for that NYCC exclusive cover for Thomas.
What inspired you to do it on this pose and all? Because this is sick, boy. What?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere, you know. Just, what if I make Spawn, like, hold a two huge sword? So that would make him badass, I think. So I did that. And also, I made a platform out of bones, dead bones, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's random.
I'm digging it. So then you did this cover, you know, dope cover that, you know, that a lot of people got their hands on. Sadly, I was not one of them. all good. It's okay to miss out. I do not have FOMO, right? So then from what we got here is that with this particular issue number 25 in this Gunslinger Spawn Universe, you now take over the artistry. Man, how did that even happen? How do you transition from getting a cover to boom, you know, taking over for another amazing artist in Brett Booth?
Actually, the first time I did was Scorch, actually. They made me, they made me do one issue for out of it. So it's like issue 21. And after that, I think they like my work. So it's at the same time, Brett Booth was taking a break, I guess. They made him take a break from Gunslinger, so they let me in, and I did the issues from 25, issue 25.
Oh, that's awesome, man. How much fun are you having within this particular corner of the Spawn Universe with Gunslinger?
What's that?
How much fun are you having with this particular character? And were you aware of the character prior, or this all new to you?
Yeah, I'm already seeing him, the character, so I think he's a badass character, actually. It's like a good variation of Spawn, and it's a perfect timing since they gave me a project out of it, and I think I did a good job out of it.
I think we can all agree on that for sure. So with the Spawn Universe, of course, expanding this year, you know, it's the Spawnuary from what we understand, right? We got, you know, artists going out and doing contests right now on Spawn Art and the expansion of Universe 350 hits as well this month. It's big. I mean, what's in store from the Dexter Soy side of the Spawn Universe? I mean, are you going to continue on Gunslinger, like an ongoing, or are you going to be dabbling at other little corners of the Spawn Universe?
I actually just finished issue 28 a few days ago. So from that, I think I emailed Thomas, and actually it's the last issue that I'll be doing for Gunslinger. So after that, Thomas will be talking to Todd for my next project. So I'm still waiting for the decision if what title will they be bringing to me.
Oh, man, I want to see you do some manga Spawn from a joint like that with those type of swords you drew right there. Come on now. Bring me that. Right? All right. So Talk to me. Let's take a little bit into art, right? How do you approach the world building and designing, you know, within the setting of the Spawn universe?
I research, and sometimes they gave me references out of it. So I study that. Then after that, from the script, I make some layouts out of it, and it's like playing a movie out in your head, and then putting it on the paper, and then from that, just making my own cinematography, acting, and everything, lights. It's like making a movie, just putting it on paper, you know.
Gotcha. And how's the collaborative process like with Todd McFarlane, you know, the Todd Father himself? Because from what I understand, you know, there is a master plan, and you know, he likes to be involved in the process. So, you know, have you collaborated with him in how you do the art and certain things?
Yeah, it's easy actually. So since he's an artist, so he just gave me the script, and then I read it, and then just put it on paper. He just actually makes me, sometimes he makes me some, make me do some adjustments out of it. He already knows since he's an artist, so he knows how things work artistically.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So how do you then balance your artistic expression and meeting the expectations of fans and the creative direction of the Spawn franchise?
Actually, I just do my work, and then if I satisfy myself, I think I just leave it to the fans or the readers. If they like my work, then it's good. If not, it's also good, actually. So it's fine with me.
Gotcha. And are you currently just concentrating on this current project at the time, or is there more coming from the Soyverse?
Actually, I have also some personal projects, so I've been working on something. I'm actually working on something like my personal stuff. So that's that. And then I get some other covers from other publishers, or I'm just waiting for some projects from Todd, since they told me to wait for it. So that's that.
All right. So it's going to have a busy 2024, we hope. So, I mean, are there any conventions out there where you're at? You know, are you currently in the Philippines now?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the Philippines right now. So,
all right, but are there any conventions coming up out there that people could see you at that you happen to attend?
They have some conventions actually here locally. So, sometimes I do manage to go, but when I'm busy, I can't. Actually, a few years ago, I went to SDCC, some conventions there in the States, but after the pandemic, I went back here. So. And then I'm busy right now, so I don't have enough time for a convention. But if there's an opportunity, I think I will.
Yeah, we hope so. We got to see and get them signatures on that badass art, Dex. I mean, any plan to come to the States any point in time, this or in the coming years or what?
Yeah, actually, if there's an invitation or something, I'll be there.
Come on, Todd. Todd, you got to bring him over. Come on. Either New York or San Diego. Let's go. We want Dexter in the U.S., man. Come on. Definitely love to see you come over here, man. I would love to have your signature on some of that. If you had a choice, would it be San Diego or New York? Let's manifest it, Dex.
Since my family is actually in California, I guess San Diego.
I got two birds with one stone. I see what you're doing. It's like, oh, hold on, Todd. I got to stretch my legs a bit. Go visit some family. Eat some good food. I hear you. That sounds like a plan. All right, bet. So what type of advice would you give then to some aspiring comic artists, you know, whether they're coming from the Philippines or here, you know, raised in the States? I mean, you know, based on your journey, because again, for me, it's crazy. They see your work. Just reach out, and next thing you know, you like your first gig, you're working on some major league stuff. It's like, yo, salute, brother.
I don't know I think I'm really, really lucky. So I guess, but for tips, or I think you just need to put out your work out there. They need to see it. If you think you're really good at your talent, just put it out there. That the only thing, that's the only reason that they can see your work. So put it out there and then try to go to conventions, maybe. But I think that's important since editors are there. They can review your work. But actually, some Todd actually reviews portfolios nowadays via Discord and chat. So
yeah,
that one too will help.
So as an artist, what's a good looking portfolio look like?
I think you should actually start from down there. If you actually want to work for comics, then you need to work on your, not just your rendering, your style, most importantly, your storytelling, because it's a book that tells a story. So you should work on that, not just your rendering and your proportion, everything. I think that works at the same time. So you should work on that. And then if you can submit your works to publishers, not like the big publishers, but you can go eventually, like just start from the bottom or from the independent. Or maybe you can even like publish your own work. Nowadays, it's like easier to publish your own work. So you can go from there. And then when publishers notice your work, and then they'll actually hire you because they'll find you.
Absolutely. And look at this rendering here before we go, folks. Holy shit. Bro, you sick. I mean, look at this. Amazing look, bro. Amazing. You definitely have it. And then, folks, I happen to see this because, you know, I was on FB. He said this all, but don't matter. Because Michael J. White himself, you know, movie spawn over here, you know, actually was like, yo, I love this piece that he found. And we all bragging about it. And I can't agree more. You said this. I could see why Todd said, hell yeah, we need this guy to do some spawn. Look at this thing of beauty, bro. What you use here? What's your tech? What do you use? What are your materials, man? Because this is like, I need this in a print, like right now.
Actually, that was, I did that like 15 years ago when I was still just posting my stuff on DeviantArt. That's digital, actually.
Damn, bro, but thick, bro.
And I actually remember Greg Capullo commented on that. And I didn't even notice. I just noticed it like after a few months, and then I noticed, oh my God, it's Greg Capullo.
Even look at this guy. He's ignoring us. He doesn't give a shit about commenting.
I haven't seen it, so I wasn't ignoring it, but I was about to comment on him, and then actually he just deactivated his DeviantArt account, so it's too late.
yeah, that sucks. That's funny. Yeah, but fuck, isn't that amazing? And that was years ago. And you've seen his artwork now, I mean, right? Shit, guy's a monster. If you want to see why and how, well, you can follow him on X right there, Dexter Soy. Yeah, but the serial killer Dexter from the OC, and then SOY, like, yeah, you know, Soy and Green, you know. And then on Instagram at Deathstar_Soy. So with that name, am I to presume then that you are a Star Wars fan?
Actually, no. No. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, actually. I just saw a few movies and I enjoyed them. I'm more of like the Matrix kind of stuff, sci-fi.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's my stuff.
So if there was a dream project in the world for you, anything in the world that you could do, don't matter the IP, if there's anything you could do that you would love to do, what was the particular character?
Do you mean in comics or is it in movies?
It, for you to put it in comics, no matter where you pull it from.
To do my own character. Like, I did this redesign of Red Hood. It's called Red Hood. I love to do I'm doing it right now, so it's soon to be published. So, but after aside from that, that's a hard question actually. So, so in comics, I think I love to do Constantine and Daredevil. That's it.
Oh,
that's my dream projects.
Hell yeah.
I know.
What? Your Constantine would look effing sick for sure, yo. And then a Daredevil? Yo, yes, yes. I mean, with the way the Devil coming out now, man, shit, that, woof. There's a lot of great stuff in that world. I would love to see that too from you. You heard, Marvel? All right? Heard that, DC? Dex is everywhere right now. All right? Let's make it happen, baby. And that's how you can contact them below right there. Easy peasy. Now, bro, I really do appreciate your time. So what's the next issue dropping with your artwork in it?
Yeah, it's issue 28 on Gunslinger Spawn coming out next month. I think this month or next month.
There you go. You heard? So pick up the you know, from the last couple so you could catch up. Then pick up the new one dropping, all right? But our homie keeps on working. He got more surprises up there coming from the Spawn universe. I know it because this is going to be a big year. And there's a, the stable of talent that they do working on. Oh, my God. Dex, thank you so much. I appreciate your time again. One more time, folks. Follow my man on X, Dexter Soy on Instagram, Deathstar_Soy. Again, it's Spawn. It's everything. Check out his back issues on everything he done because the man is nothing but a future legend, all right? And Todd, remember what we said. Bring him over to SDCC this year. The fans need, you know, some of the Soyverse out here, all right? Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out and tuning in for this first episode of Comic Crusaders in 2024. Thank you for last year's support. And I look forward to you guys tuning in because we got a whole bunch lined up. Hasta la próxima, mi gente. ¡Wepa!
Thank you for listening to the Comic Crusaders podcast. If you like the content, please subscribe and turn on notifications. Also, please visit ComicCrusaders.com and our extended podcast family over at UndercoverCapes.com. And also, make sure to download the Comic Crusaders app on the Google Play Store today.